From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. That story now from VOA Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number of experts welcome the measure, saying the sanctions are overdue. China and the U.S. have both filed complaints against each other with the World Trade Organization and how the organization works to ease the current trade tensions between Washington and Beijing. Talks of a possible trade war surfaced again after President Trump said he's considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. Mary Lovely is a senior researcher at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You know, that show of force may be getting the Trump administration what they want. Unfortunately, it does have the effect of, I think, politicizing the commercial relations to an unprecedented degree.
China says unilateral actions by the United States violate the WTO international trade law, and Beijing has filed a request for consultations under the WTO dispute framework. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. This is VOA News. Palestinian medical workers are saying Israeli forces killed 7 Palestinian protesters as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israel-Gaza border. Gaza Health Ministry said the dead included a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. That story now from VOA's Mil Arcega.
20 Palestinians have died since the demonstrations near the heavily guarded Gaza border fence began on March 30th. The latest, a man who died in a Gaza hospital on Friday of gunshot wounds suffered on the first day of protests. Palestinian tent encampments have sprung up a few hundred meters back from the 65-kilometer frontier, but some groups have ventured much closer, rolling tires and throwing stones towards Israeli troops. The demonstrators are pressing for a right of return to what is now Israel for refugees and their descendants from the 1948 war surrounding the country's creation. Refugees comprise most of the 2 million population of Israeli-blockaded Gaza, which is ruled by the Islamist militant movement Hamas. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40. Fighting comes after other rebel groups in Ghouta accepted safe passage to rebel-held areas northeast of Aleppo. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the renewed outbreak of fighting in Douma is of great concern.
We're also expressing our concern for the safety and protection of civilians in Douma following reports of the resumption of hostilities in the area. An estimated 78,000 to 150,000 people remain in besieged eastern Ghouta and continue to face deteriorating humanitarian conditions.
The violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally, Russia, launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been released on bail by a German court and has been told he will not be extradited to Spain on charges of rebellion. But Reuters' Jacob Graves reports he still could face the Spanish courts.
Puigdemont isn't out of the woods yet. The German court will now decide whether to extradite him for the lesser charge of misuse of public funds. Puigdemont fled the country 5 months ago after Madrid dismissed his regional government. He's since been in self-imposed exile. Recently, Spain's Supreme Court reactivated international arrest warrants Puigdemont and a number of former Catalan leaders. They're wanted for their role in the region's independence campaign.
That is Reuters' Jacob Graves reporting. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.